yes. The bell is back. Bell is a lot louder when you sit in Alex's chair, for sure. Nick Rogers here, bringing you back to the last hour of Crunch Time on Wednesday, last segment on Wednesday's show, which is the Crunch Exchange. This is where I lay out a situation and then give Steve the prospectus, and then Steve tells us if he is buying, selling, or occasionally he will use the pending option. So we'll begin today with the Pittsburgh Steelers, as they have announced that they're going to be resting their killer bees, Ben, Bell, and Brown, against the Browns, having wrapped up the AFC North. Your G-men have locked in the 5 seed in the NFC, and Coach Ben McAdoo has said that he's still going to play his starters against Washington, and the Cowboys have locked up the number 1 seed in the NFC, but they aren't really sure if they're going to sit their starters on the road against Philly for the last game of the year. Makes sense to sit so guys stay healthy, but in the case of the Cowboys, it would then be two weeks off for guys that would be healthy, but making them rusty going into the divisional weekend of the playoffs. The prospectus, all three of these teams should be sitting their starters in week 17.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm not 100% sure. I mean, I agree with the Steelers. I'm not sure what the Giants have to gain. One of their successful modus operandi, if we go back to the last two Super Bowls, was staying healthy, particularly on both lines. So, man, I am a willing purchaser. I'm going to buy that.
After the Chiefs manhandled the struggling Broncos on Sunday night, they're now in position to possibly still win the AFC West and even get the number 2 seed if the Raiders lose to those same struggling Broncos, but they would have to do it without Derek Carr. Eric Smith has been a passable NFL quarterback this season. He's used Travis Kelce to get 5 100-yard receiving games in his last 6. Tyreek Hill has become the ultimate score-from-anywhere-at-any-time kind of weapon, and the defense is without their top tackler in Derek Johnson. Meanwhile, former Duck Terrence Mitchell is playing like a top 10 corner, according to Pro Football Reference, and that defense leads the NFL in takeaways with 31. The Raiders, Dolphins, and Texans are all going into the playoffs without their starting QB, and this opens the door for the Chiefs to possibly make a deep run into the playoffs. The prospectus, the Chiefs will make the AFC Championship game.
You mean the Chiefs that play in Kansas City and always choke in the playoffs?
Yeah.
And act like they have guys like Steve Bono that are going to be the answer. Man, I'll tell you what, I always play the part of history, and I kind of like this team and the way they're coming on. I just can't get past the fact that you know they're going to screw this whole thing up. So I'm gonna sell that one.
On Twitter earlier today and during your talk with George Schroeder, you asked if Urban Meyer could take the title of best coach in college football away from Nick Saban. Nick Saban has his one title at LSU in 2003, and he's got 4 with Alabama, along with Glenn Pop Warner, won 3 titles with Pitt, and then 1 with Stanford. Howard Jones, 1 title at Yale, and 4 with USC. They are the only coaches that have won national championships at multiple schools. Making a win for Meyer would make him the first to win multiple championships with 2 schools. Meyer's already the 3rd highest ranked coach or paid coach in college football, behind his rival that he's 2-0 against, Jim Harbaugh, and behind Nick Saban, who he's gotten past twice to win, or he would have to get past twice to win 2 college football playoff titles. The prospectus, if Meyer wins his 2nd national title at his 2nd school, is he going to be the best college coach of all time?
Oof, we can't say that. Because it would be different if they flip-flopped and, let's say, Saban and Meyer had different ages. But Urban Meyer, if he pulls this off, will have 2 at Florida, 2 at Ohio State, and he'll only be 52 years old. So there's almost no need to make that kind of a comment just yet, because he's going to probably grow into it, if not surpass it. So I'm almost inventing a category. I'm selling it, but it's not pending, but it will be revisited on its own, so I'm going to mark it as a sell.
All right. Yeah, we'll go sell then. You were just talking about this before the break, and I'm glad I wrote it down, but it's about the Blazers. They've lost 6 in a row, and they've lost 10 of their last 11. The lone win was against the Thunder in a game where Russell Westbrook actually didn't get a triple-double. The Zers are 7 under 500, only 1 game behind the Kings for the 8th spot in the West. Through 33 games last season, the Blazers also had 13 wins, and at this point, they had lost 6 of 7. The Blazers then went on to go 44-38. They the fifth seed, losing to the Warriors in the second round. The prospectus, the Blazers will make the playoffs this season.
Oof. I think once they get stabilized, I think they're better than Denver and Sacramento. But, man, that defense worries me. I think also that guys like Crabbe will start to find their role. Hopefully Leonard will improve. I don't know if the defense will improve. I think the offense will. So, you know what? I'm not sold here on anything. I'm going pending.
Ted, my boy, it's going to be legend. Wait for it.
Wait for it. All right, last one. Tonight is hands down the biggest game in Matthew Knight Arena history as the number 21 Ducks take on number 2 UCLA. It's the start of Pac-12 play. The Ducks have both regular season and tournament championships to defend. So far with only two losses, one to now number 4 Baylor. They're still getting players back to full health. They're working on getting their chemistry right with their new additions and everything that's been going on. All that said, the prospectus, Oregon defends their Pac-12 regular season title.
Oh, we're looking overall right now. I have to make a call on if they win the conference. I've got to see a few things, and not only from Oregon. I want to get a good peek-a-loo at this UCLA team as they enter conference play now. They've been able to get up for every game. The win at Rupp Arena against Kentucky was historic. A couple of blue bloods. First time the Bruins had ever visited Lexington. So there's just too much out there. I do believe that this is not a be-all, end-all game from Oregon because, as we've seen with new faces, Dana Altman has a tendency to kind of build, and they're better in January than they are in December, better in February than January, March than February. So this might be the most textbook pending that we've had in the history of the Crunch Exchange. We go pending again.
Ted, my boy, it's going to be legend. Wait for it.
I really thought you were gonna take a stand there and make a claim, but I guess not.
I can't make false claims. I do enough wrong.